السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. This is the kalam of our beloved Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے، باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. It seems like the اہل دل, those who have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, have only regret in their hearts. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. Outwardly, it is a different story, but inside, they have this valuable treasure. In reality, they keep the treasure inside them of the love of and the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے. Hazrat Wala mentions that I accept, O Mir, O my friend, that the fact that Jannah is very, very far away from us. عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے. But the Arif, the one who has recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the creator of Jannah in his heart. Sahraon mein kabhi kabhi daamane koh mein phirta hoon dil mein dard e muhabbat liye hue. Sometimes you will find me in deserts, sometimes in front of mountains. Phirta hoon dil mein dard e muhabbat liye hue. What I have with me, I move about everywhere with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pain of the love of Allah in my heart. روئے زمین پہ جو بھی ہے عہد وفا کے ساتھ وہ ہر نفس ہے سایہ رحمت لیے ہوئے. He who fulfills the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling his commands on the face of this earth, وہ ہر نفس ہے سایہ رحمت لیے ہوئے. Every breath that he takes, he is actually under the shade of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جو بے وفا کے نفس کا اپنے ہوا غلام. That person who is a cheater, he does not fulfill the promise which he made Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he becomes the ghulam and slave of his nafs. Jeeta hai sar pe sainkano lanat liye huye. He lives such a life with million curses upon his head. Apne to kya hai ghair bhi karta hai ihtiram. Chahre pe jo hai daadi ki zinat liye huye. Even the non-Muslims, people who don't have iman, will honor such a believer who has the sunnah, the beauty of the beard on his face. Ik meer khasta hal bhi akhtar ke saath hai, guzre hai khoob ishq ki lazzat liye huye. Even Mir Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, in a condition of sacrifice, is in the company of Hazrat Wala, but guzre hai khoob ishq ki lazzat liye huye. He is passing his time enjoying the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. باطن مگر ہے دولت نسبت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے. عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے. عارف ہے دل میں خالق. عارف ہے دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے. ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے. صحراؤں میں کبھی کبھی دامان کوہ میں. صحراؤں میں کبھی کبھی دامان کوہ میں پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے. پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد پھرتا ہوں دل میں درد محبت لیے ہوئے ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے روئے زمین پہ جو بھی ہے عہد وفا کے ساتھ روئے زمین پہ جو بھی ہے عہد وفا کے ساتھ وہ ہر نفس ہے سایہ رحمت لیے ہوئے وہ ہر نفس ہے سایہ وہ ہر نفس ہے سایہ رحمت لیے ہوئے ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے جو بے وفا کے نفس کا اپنے ہوا غلام جو بے وفا کے نفس کا اپنے ہوا غلام جیتا ہے سر پہ سینکڑوں لعنت لیے ہوئے جیتا ہے سر پہ سینکڑوں جیتا ہے سر پہ سینکڑوں لعنت لیے ہوئے ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے اپنے تو کیا ہے غیر بھی کرتا ہے احترام اپنے تو کیا ہے غیر بھی کرتا ہے احترام چہرے پہ جو ہے داڑھی کی زینت لیے ہوئے چہرے پہ جو ہے داڑھی چہرے پہ جو ہے داڑھی کی زینت لیے ہوئے ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے اک میر خستہ حال بھی اختر کے ساتھ ہے اک میر خستہ حال بھی اختر کے ساتھ ہے گزرے ہے خوب عشق کی لذت لیے ہوئے گزرے ہے خوب عشق کی گزرے ہے خوب عشق کی لذت لیے ہوئے ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے باطن مگر ہے دولتے باطن مگر ہے دولتے نسبت لیے ہوئے ظاہر میں اہل دل ہیں گو حسرت لیے ہوئے
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, the surah which I have recited is a surah which little children learn at the madrasas, which imams recite in the salat, which you and I have heard hundreds of times. We have heard the meaning, we have heard the commentary and tafsir of this surah many times, and not very long ago in the Jummah bayans, over 5 or 6 of I don't know how many Jummahs, I dealt with this surah or some commentary of this surah. It just came to mind in the Isha Salat that this surah should be discussed again in this majlis where the audience is different, and even if those who are here have heard it many times, then we should not think that we have done justice to the listening. The purpose of this surah was not so that we may just listen to it. It has got a very, very important message for mankind, and especially for the believers. We all claim that we believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we believe in His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we believe in the life after death. We know that there are two lives, one is the life of this world and one is the life of the hereafter. In fact, this is the reason, or one of the reasons, that Mufassireen have given why Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated that Surah Zilzal, it is equivalent to the recitation of the Quran Sharif, or recitation of half of the Quran Sharif. It is equivalent to the recitation of half of the Quran Sharif, because half deals with the worldly life and half deals with the life of the hereafter. Or the person has got two lives, worldly life and the life of the hereafter. So Surah Zilzal is discussing the life of the hereafter. So as if it is discussing half of his life, that is the life of the hereafter. So we have to understand what is meant in, or what is the meaning of this surah. Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one sahabi came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, teach me some verses of the Quran Sharif. So Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that teach him from the Zawatur Ra, surahs with Ra, Alif Lam Ra, etc. So he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've gone old, I've gone weak, my memory also is failing. I cannot learn such long surahs. So he said, all right, teach him from the Hamims. He said, Ya Rasulullah, even that is very lengthy. I can't remember, it's very long surahs. Now you can see how honest they were, how truthful they were, how frank they were. They said what was in their hearts. There was no question of hypocrisy in them. He said, this is my state, that I'm getting old, my memory is weak, I will not be able to remember it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then taught him Surah Zilzal. The sahabi, as he was learning it, he said, I will make amal on this surah. I'm just giving you the meaning of that hadith sharif which has come to mind, that I will make amal on this surah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that this person has understood this surah, or this person is a very intelligent person. And then when it came to فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى, Then the Sahabi said that I will make amal on it. I will stay steadfast on making amal on this. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said he has understood the whole of deen. So there was something in it. We listen to it, nothing happens. It doesn't stir our heart, nothing happens. And yet it is a surah which shakes the heart of the believer. There is such depth in it. Wallah, if a person reads it with concentration and with meditation and with sincerity and with understanding, then especially when he comes to the last verses of this surah, the beginning and then the last, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Even an atom of good, the person will see it. And an atom of evil that the person does, he will see it. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be before him. Nothing will be hidden. So then it shakes the heart of the believer. That where can I hide my sins? So let us look at it very briefly again, or some part of it tonight. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth will be shaken to its utmost convulsion, utmost shaking, زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. We have a little bit of earthquake and tremor somewhere, we say that so much of destruction was caused. Look at the earthquake of Turkey, and look at the earthquake in San Francisco, and look at the earthquakes in other parts of the world, earthquake in India, in China, and so many places, thousands of homes destroyed. And so many places after the earthquake, then there's so much of lava that is thrown out, and so much of destruction that is caused. Thousands of people lose their lives, animals lose their lives, and so much of destruction is brought upon just by a little shaking of the earth somewhere. And here Allah Ta'ala is talking about the entire earth being shaken. From its very foundation, the entire earth is going to be shaken. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Not just one part of the earth, not in just some corner of the earth, not in just some locality. Here we talk about just some area, some country, and that country also, not the entire country. So far we haven't heard of the entire country. They say in certain parts of that country, and yet it brings such destruction. Now imagine if that earth is going to be shaken from its foundation. The entire earth, not an inch of ground is going to remain unshaken. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. We must picture that. Wherever it is going to be, our homes, our properties, nothing will remain. And of course this Qiyamah will only come when there's going to be nobody on the surface of the earth that will say Allah. Until one person will be saying Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will keep the earth in existence. Such a powerful word this Allah is. But after that, then there is no need for the earth to remain. It is just like when worms start eating up wood. Borers, they say, it starts eating up the wood. The best of furniture, from the outside it looks very beautiful. Best of furniture. Go to the homes where the furniture has been eaten up by borers, by woodworm. So it eats up. But from the outside it still looks beautiful, still looks beautiful. But then finally, when there's no strength left in that wood, because it has been eaten up from the inside, then the ceiling comes collapsing, the furniture comes right down. One kick and everything is finished. And yet it was such a solid door, such timber it was, but eaten up from inside. So the earth will still look as if it is producing crops, and there's a lot of buildings, and there's everything in existence. But the strength of that earth, which was Allah, is no more. All those who were on that earth, who were taking the name of Allah, making salat, making zikr, making tilawat, somebody in South Africa, somebody in China, somebody in Russia, and somebody in America. So all that was keeping that earth strong. But now that the worms have eaten it up, there's no strength left, because the good have left the earth. The good have gone. And on the surface of the earth are nothing but worms. On the surface of the earth after that is nothing but worms. So it will come collapsing. There will be a shake-up of that earth. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the earth will throw out its burden. Everything will be thrown out now. After that shake-up, everything will now be thrown out. The earth will throw out all its burden. Everything from inside will be out. Like how lava is thrown out. After the earthquake again, if there's another convulsion, then all the lava comes out. So like that, it will throw out everything. Whatever is inside. Now there is a difference of opinion amongst the Mufassirin. I'm not going into tafsir here about when this will take place and all that. But because of the contents of this surah, it is related to Qiyamah. So from the inside of the earth, what will come out? Now if you look at some hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and place it into context, and he says that the earth close to Qiyamah, or if we have to take this that after the second blowing of the trumpet, or after this shaking, then it will throw out the gold and silver also will come out. The Euphrates will throw out its gold like pillars. Gold will come out like mountains coming out of gold. And so much will come out that the people will look at it and they will say that those who had committed murders for the sake of wealth, for the sake of gold and silver, they will look at it and say that was it for this that I committed murder and I had to hang. Because the earth will throw out even those who the dead. The dead will also come out from the ground. They will be given now new life. The gold, the silver, the uranium, the steel, the platinum, all the gems and all the stones for which man fought all his life, everything will come out of the earth. What is the fight over in this world all the time? Over oil, over gold, over silver, over copper, over uranium, over steel. What else are they fighting about? Otherwise, why else must they fight in the Congo here? What do they get there? Why must they fight for the Middle East? So many other places. What is the fight over? It's over nothing but what the earth contains. If you have to really go deep into it, it's nothing but what the earth contains. That is what the fight is over. What is inside the earth. So now the earth has thrown everything out. Now the people will look at it. The person who broke his family ties because of wealth, because of fight over property, over gold, over silver, over estates and all these kind of things. So when the person will look at that, he'll say, is this what I broke my family ties over? Is this what I broke my family ties over? And the person whose hands will be cut off because of theft, you will say, was this what I had my hands cut off for? And nobody will be interested in even looking at it. So much will come. أَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا. And looking at all these things happening, that the earth is throwing out all its burden, and they shake up and everything, then man will say, Malaha, what is happening to this earth? What is wrong with her? Qala al-insanu malaha. Man will say, what is wrong with her? What is happening to her? But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The earth will now give its story. It will report how we have news reports, how we have witnesses giving evidence. I saw this happening. I heard this being spoken. I witnessed this. Like that, the earth will now give its tidings. It will give its reports. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has explained that what this means. That every action that has been committed on the earth will now give testimony. There are four things that keep the record of every action of man. Four things that are recording. One is the parts of the body of the human being itself. Every part of his body is a tape recorder. The computers, the tape recorders, the CDs, and so many other things that we record on nowadays. There was a time when it seemed very difficult to explain to somebody that your actions can be recorded. Your speech can be recorded. But now when they see even the tapes are speaking, then they understand that it's not, that if Allah Ta'ala can give man that intelligence, then what is it difficult for him to create or make his whole body a tape recorder? That everything that he says is being recorded. Everything that he does is being recorded. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. Watukallimuna aydihim. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will seal their lips. Person speaks a lot of lies, doesn't say that which is in his heart. Too much of lies. So on the day of Qiyamah, he will not be able to speak lies. The lips will be sealed. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. فَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands will speak to us. Now that hand is going to speak and say what haram it had touched and how much of haram it had brought into the life. How much of fraudulent checks or how much of signing was done fraudulently with these hands. And how much of haram women were touched with these hands. How much of evil the person indulged with his hands of his. So you must not think that this hand is just flesh and bones. It is a tape recorder. It's recording the deeds of the person. Where are we going to hide the speech of the hands? And to say that how will the hands speak? Then so many times I've explained this. That what is the tongue? The tongue is a piece of flesh. Cut the tongue out from the mouth, put it on the ground and say, speak. And the tongue cannot say a single word. It is Allah Ta'ala who has given it the power of speech, the qudrat of speech whilst it's inside the mouth. And there are many people who have a beautiful tongue but they can't speak. So it shows that the speech is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. It is given by him. If the tongue was speaking, then every person with the tongue would have been speaking. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give this power of speech to the hands, to the feet, to the eyes, to the ears. So what is there to doubt? So al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibu. So we cannot hide our hands, our eyes, our ears, our feet, every part of our body is going to testify and give witness to whatever we have done. So that is one. The other witness is the earth itself. That whatever is done on the earth, it is recorded. After all, if you have to look at it, the computer, the tape recorder, and any item that we can think of which is recording, what is it the product of? It is the product of the earth. But now man has to take out from the earth so many different items and then put it through the industries and the factories and the manufacturing works, and then he comes up with a tape recorder. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's earth is a tape recorder itself. All those same parts under the ground, man has to use his intelligence and remove all those things and then make it into a tape recorder. So if Allah Ta'ala has made all those parts in the ground tape recorder, after all, what is it? It's the same thing. Zameen hi se to nikalte hai sari cheeze. Uske baad tape recorder banate hai. To agar Allah Ta'ala ne unhi ashya ko zameen ke niche tape recorder bana diya, to isme kya vaid hai. So the person is walking on the ground, it is recording. Any action that is done, it is recording. It is filming, because what is the camera also? Made from where? So that same ground is filming every action of the person. His zina is being filmed. His fornication is being filmed. His stealing is being filmed. Everything is being filmed and recorded. The video cameras, we say that both, they have sound also and they have pictures. The video cameras, which sound and picture both, so the earth, that is what it is doing. Sound and picture, both things are recorded. Everything is being recorded. And on the day of Qiyamah, it is going to give evidence. And then the third one is kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. The scribes whom Allah Ta'ala has got for recording our deeds. Kiraman katibin. And then the fourth, wa iza suhufu nushirat. On the day of Qiyamah, the book, the Amal Nama of the people will be scattered. So that has got all the record. So these things are going to give evidence and bear testimony. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that on that day, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّسُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Allah Ta'ala will give it the hukam. Allah Ta'ala will inspire that this is what you must do. So therefore the earth is going to do that. So my dear brothers and my dear sisters, before we proceed, we should think very carefully. Whatever we are doing, we are not escaping the sight and the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is only Allah Ta'ala's tolerance. He is so Haleem, He is so tolerant, that He does not get angry like how we get angry. Over little things we get angry, and then we beat up the person, we destroy, and we terminate all the favors. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not like that. He does not punish immediately. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, so forgiving, so loving, so compassionate, that He wants us to return. He wants us to become the beneficiaries of Jannat. He wants us to get the namats of Jannat. And He wants us to get not only in the Akhirat, but He wants us to get even in this world. As you just heard that beautiful poetry, Mana ke meer gulshan e jannat to dur hai, arif hai magar dil mein khaliq e jannat liye hue. O meer, I agree with you. I know fully well the Jannat is far away. The gardens of Jannat are far away. The person will have to die. After that, then he will have to go through Hashar, and then Allah Ta'ala sends him to Jannah, then he will go. Qiyamat will take place. He says, but arif hai magar dil mein khaliqe jannat liye hue. But the person who is an arif of Allah Ta'ala, he has recognized his creator, he has become wafadar, he has become faithful and loyal to his creator. Then this arif, he has got the khaliq of jannat in his heart. He has got Allah in his heart. He has got Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's noor and tajalliyat in his heart. What must you say about his enjoyment? What can we say about the enjoyment that he gets? Day and night he is in gardens. Once again, that beautiful couplet of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Ud Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatum, Arif Billah. That is why we call him Arif Billah. One who has recognized Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में, जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में, वो शबो रोज है गुलसिता में, जिससे हैं आप खुश इस जहां में, वो शबो रोज है गुलसिता में. The person with whom, O Allah, you are pleased, then day and night he is in gardens, because he believes that everything is happening with the will of my Allah. So therefore, whatever conditions befall me, it is the will of my Allah. It is my duty to be obedient to him under all conditions. Conditions of adversity, I must be obedient to him. Conditions of prosperity, I must be obedient to him. Conditions of wealth, I must be obedient to him. Conditions of poverty, I must be obedient to him. Conditions of health, I must be obedient to him. And conditions of sickness, I must be obedient to him. In life, I must be obedient to him. And if there is a death in my family, then I must be obedient to my Allah. In everything, I must be obedient to him. That is my duty. Because I am the slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I cannot dictate to Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, you must do like this. I am commanding you that this is how I want everything to happen. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. That is what our condition has become. That we want to dictate to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that this is how it should happen. Now when it doesn't happen like that, then depression of the highest degree gets us. But if the person has got trust and faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and if he or she has got khaliq of jannat in his or her heart, then the person will say that this is the will of my beloved Allah, and my Allah is loving Allah. He does not like to see any person in suffering. So if any condition has befallen me, there is great khair in it for me. Sometimes it is a forgiveness of my sins, because when I was in good health, when I had the fortune in my hand, when I had everything going for me, then at that time I was disobedient to that Allah Ta'ala. So now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put me through some difficulties, again for my own good, so that I may return to him. Not to punish, Allah Ta'ala wants us to return to him. Allah Ta'ala does not get any kind of joy in punishing. What joy does he get? Allah Ta'ala wants us to return to him. He wants us to become his. He wants us to enjoy his bounties in this world, in the akhirat. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts the person through some difficulties. And sometimes it is an elevation of the person's status. We have seen some great Allah walas. They are bedridden for many, many years. They cannot even move their lips. But yet, their hearts are filled with the muhabbat and the love of Allah ta'ala. And the noor and the tajalliyat we can see. And the sukoon we can still see in that condition. So what is that for? That is to elevate the status and position. It is mentioned that sometimes Allah Ta'ala wants to give a person a certain stage in Jannat, and that person is not able to reach that stage by virtue of his actions and deeds. So Allah Ta'ala puts him into some difficulty, some hardship, some problem, some trial, some sickness, some poverty, some weakness, something. Allah Ta'ala puts him. Now when the person makes sabr in that condition, then Allah Ta'ala gives him those high stages in Jannah. Now look at that. Again, khair for that person. For a believer, everything is khair. That is why I always say, Momin ke liye har cheez mein khair. Ki agar wo maldar ho jaye to ameer, aur ghareeb ho jaye to faqeer, aur neela peela jubba pehen le to peer. Har haal mein ho. Har haal mein ho. You wear one jubba, put one turban, put one tasbih in the hand, you peer some. What else? It's not difficult to become peer these days. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give us the best of both worlds. He wants to give us the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Now when we say the best of this world, immediately in our mind one thing comes. That the best of this world means that we must have a palace. And we must have a very big bank balance. And we must have so many servants. And the best of cars. Then that is the best of this world. Whereas that, if that was the best of this world, then the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam would have been given that the most. That is not the best of this world, because if that is the best, then how many kings have got huge palaces? We cannot even imagine the amount of wealth that they have got. It runs into billions. If they don't drill any more oil for years, then too they can survive on that. How much can a person eat? How much can he drink? How much can he wear? How much place does he require to sleep? But even then they've got palaces upon palaces. But will we call that the best of life just because they've got so much? If they haven't got sukoon in their hearts, then they've got nothing. With everything they've got nothing. And this I have repeatedly said, that so many times, without exaggeration, I'm sitting in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So many times this has been said to me, my own ears have heard this from women, from men, and even from young children nowadays. Young children. Well, now we've got everything, everything. But I want to take my life. Life is not worth living. The best of home. Jewelry, cash, cars, everything my husband gives me, but he doesn't love me. He's in love with some other woman. So I'm depressed. I'd rather take my life. How many times we have heard that? So if just plenty of wealth was everything, then why must they desire death? So the best of dunya means that whatever Allah Ta'ala gives, it will suffice for the person's needs, and Allah Ta'ala gives that person sukoon in his heart. Sukoon, the sakina, hiya nurun yastaqirru fil qalb, that is sakina. So when that comes into the heart, then the person is richer than the richest in this world. Once he's got qanaat and he's got sukoon, he's richer than the richest, he's got the best. But because this person who has got Allah in his heart, he considers everything from Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, the conditions that befall, the person still has sukoon. His tranquility doesn't get disturbed. His heart doesn't get shaken. The natural pain any person will experience. The great Allah Wallahs also will make ah and ooh with pain in their bodies. In fact, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he was saying, ah, ooh, in pain. Somebody said, oh Umar, Khalifa of the Muslimin, and you are making ah, you should be making Allah. That's what he meant. He said, if Allah Ta'ala wants to show the weakness of Umar, why must Umar show his strength? Allah Ta'ala wants to show, oh Umar, you can be the Khalifa of the time, but physically if I want to make you weak, then nothing can stop it. So the haq of that time was to make ah. Because in the ah also, in Allah, two-thirds of it is ah. As our Hazrat says, that all the other religions and all the other faiths, if you have to take their deities, then in nobody's name do you have the ah of the servant. When does a person say ah? When there's deep-hearted pain, then he says, ah. So look at Allah, how loving He is that He included in His name the deep-hearted pain of His slaves and His servants. Ah, my Allah, how loving you are. Where will we find another Allah who is so loving and so merciful and so kind and so compassionate that in his name also he included our Ah. So why should we not turn towards him? What will we get in turning towards everything else? Make use of the things that Allah Ta'ala has created in this world. Allah has created it for our purposes. The whole world, in fact the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara and the munafiqeen, they are using the namats of this world because of the believers. They are tufelis. Because of the believers they are making use of it. As you heard earlier, that when there's going to be nobody left saying Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will destroy the universe. So all their enjoyment is in what? Their enjoyment is in what? Women, wine, clubs, cinemas, discos, theatres, gambling, fornication, adultery. Now all this is their enjoyment and pleasure because it's a jannat for them on earth. But they are enjoying all these things also because there is some believer in the world saying Allah. Therefore the earth is still standing. But the day that person is not going to say Allah, the discos will come down, the clubs will come down, the cinemas will come crashing, and nothing will be left here. No sun, no moon, no stars. So that shows that Allah Ta'ala created all this so that the believers may use it. That is why He created it. And these people are using it as a subsidiary. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made the believers the original uses. And because of the believers, these people are also getting some chance to use it. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given all these ni'mats, there's nothing wrong the person makes use of it. But it must all be wasila for the akhirat. It must all be zariya of the akhirat. It must all be for the building up of that akhirat. It must be all for the sake of our entry into Jannah, our final abode. That is what we must desire, must be Jannah. So we make use of all these things. We don't leave it out. I will tonight conclude on this one example, which I have given probably many times, but I just mentioned that I don't plan anything, and whatever comes to mind, even if it comes 100 times the example, I will give it. That all we have to do is just discipline this body of ours and get the akhirat. That is all. The preparation of the akhirat, it is not a requirement that we have to leave this world and go somewhere else, or that we have to go to the mountain top and then go and stand there the whole night in prayer, or we must go to the beach and in the middle of the ocean we have to do something or read some wazifa 100,000 times. Nothing. In this world, whilst we are living, using the same eyes, the same ears, the same tongues, the same body, the same hands and feet, the same wealth, the same homes, the same cars, the same wives and children and properties and everything else. Nothing different. You don't have to bring it from somewhere else. We just have to use it correctly and we get akhirat. We get jannat. We get Allah. Now, is that difficult? Look at Islam, how beautiful, how practical, how easy, and how lovely it is. We make things difficult unnecessarily. Therefore, when Allah Wala says that first I tie everything in chains to discipline my hands, my feet, my eyes, my ears, to discipline them, He says, I tie them in chains. Meaning what? The chain of Sharia. He says, I tie them in that. And when they become disciplined, that now the eyes sees nothing but that which is permissible. The ears listen to nothing but which is halal. The tongue speaks nothing but the truth and everything that's permissible. The hands, the feet and everything has become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. He says, then I feel like kissing my own eyes. I feel like kissing my own tongue. I feel like kissing my own ears. And my hands and feet I kiss. That you became the means of my drawing the garment of Allah Ta'ala into my hand. The same things became the means. First he disciplined it and the same thing became the means. Now that is the purpose of these majlises. not just to increase our information and knowledge. It is to now bring about that realization that how long are we going to just listen, listen and listen. Listening to is a good thing. It's a good shock. At least it's a shock which is good. It's a better interest than many other interests in life. Because if it goes through the ears, at least somewhere it is. Someday it will help. Like if a person eats food, it is somewhere in his system. Even if he ate it negligently, but it is somewhere in his system, it will create some strength in the body. A person was hungry and he was walking and somebody just gave him one burger and he ate it whilst running. Like tomorrow is going to be marathon. Now lots of people will be drinking and eating whilst they are running. But that food and that drink will bring something into their body, some kind of strength. Although they didn't concentrate on that food and on that drink. So like that, whatever will go through the ears will be in the heart somewhere. Although it is negligent, but the thing is, inshallah, someday you'll get tawfiq of making amal. So to listen is a good thing, but just listening is not sufficient as far as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, and He wants to see action, He wants to see amal on that ilm that the person has gained. So now tomorrow, it just suddenly came to mind about the marathon. So tomorrow is going to be a marathon. Now this marathon, how many people? I just mentioned that the ground is going to record, the earth is going to record the actions. It's a tape recorder. It's filming everything. Now so many will be running. Now you say these people are these Maulanas, they're always against everything that is healthy. And what is wrong with jogging and running? Nothing wrong with jogging and running. Nobody said anything wrong with jogging and running. But when there are so many semi-naked women that are running, and now that Muslim, is he going to control his gaze there? And how many of them are going to really read Fajr Salat and then run? And then look at all the other haram things that is going to take place along the way. Everything is going to be recorded. So those who are going to be running, they are going to be seeing so much of haram with their eyes. So much of the satr is going to be exposed for such a long while. And then all those who are going to be watching them, so what when the earth is going to give testimony? Or when their own parts of the body are going to say that on the 16th of June in South Africa, when there was marathon running, then at that time the eye says that I was casting my glances at those women that were running semi-naked, and my nafs was enjoying. The eyes are going to give testimony. And the hands are going to give testimony that because I was outwardly a pious person and I felt ashamed to go and stand on the street and watch, so therefore the hand will say I was used to switch on the television and watch in the privacy of my home where I thought that nobody was watching. Because that is what's going to happen tomorrow, that many, many people who have got the libas of dindari, but they will be watching where they think that nobody is watching them. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasama se. So if we can get that kind of khauf and taqwa in our hearts, then we say we have taken off the ground. Now at least we have taken off the ground. But if not, then we are like that speck of dust, as Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh beautifully says in his poetry. बहुत दिनों रह चुका निकम्मा बस अब मुझे काम का बना दे. In one of the couplets there he says that I am still like the speck of dust on the ground. Others have taken off. They are soaring high in the air. And yet he was a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. He was not talking about his condition. But they think of themselves like that. So let us stay away from sins. Until we are not going to stay away from sins, we are not going to get anywhere. And it will have a kind of pain on the heart. Tomorrow everybody will be glued to that. Everybody will be talking about that. in the homes, there are so many homes where the fathers, the mothers, the sisters and the aunts and the grannies, they also will be glued to the television. Now they, that young person or that young student of a madrasa of a Darul Uloom, or that young girl of a madrasa, now there's such temptation, or that person who's been attending the majlises and the programs of the Hazrat and other mashayikh and akabir and ulama, or they have made up their mind that we want to change our lives and we want to bring about reformation. Now there will be such temptation from all sides. Now at that time the person breaks that desire of his heart. He says, come what may, I want to please my Allah Ta'ala. That little while of pleasure, what will it really gain? Give me. At the end of it, what will that person really gain? After watching even for the whole day, some people tomorrow the whole day they will watch. From the morning till the evening, and then they will give you the results. Then they will give results. Zuhr time will hear results here in the wuzu khana. The masjid wuzu khanas become places for results. So after the whole day's watching, what did the person gain? Futile, futile. And that is the sign. Alamatu iradillahi ta'ala anil abd ishtighaluhu bima la ya'ni. When the person engages in la ya'ni, something that's useless and futile, then that is a sign that Allah Ta'ala has turned away His glance of rahmat from this person. So if we want some barometer or some gauge to see whether Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is still on us or He has turned it away, then see how much of occupation we have. Talk to your children. Visit with them. There's nothing wrong. That is not futile. If your niyat is good, that you want to make them happy and you want to keep them away from haram places, engage in good activities. Read, learn, or do some healthy exercise in your own or in such places where it is permissible. Nothing wrong with that. Occupy yourself in anything that is good and useful, but not in haram, because that will bring about destruction. So if we are really desirous of getting Allah Ta'ala in our hearts, His, and getting sukoon and getting peace and tranquility, then that is the only way. There is no other way. If there was another way, then we would have shown it to you. It's necessary for us too, who are speaking, and necessary for everyone that listens, that there is no other way. We will have to shatter the evil desires that come in the heart, and it will come in the hearts of everybody. It comes. It's not that the people who are Ahlullah, their hearts have become like rocks or steel. They don't have any desires. But any evil desire, if shaitan whispers also, then immediately they turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So for a little while that desire will trouble them, but after that it's over, and then you'll get sukoon. But if you engage in that sin, then the more you engage in sin, the more it invites sins. It just goes on and on and on. And at the end of the day, the person doesn't enjoy his namaz, doesn't enjoy tilawat, doesn't enjoy zikr, doesn't enjoy his any ibadat, because the waters of the ocean, no matter how much the person drinks that salty water, it's going to increase his thirst, is not going to quench his thirst. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. We will continue inshallah next week. Again will be Tuesday night next week. I will be out on Monday, inshallah will be Tuesday night. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. O Allah, give us himmat, give us quwwat. Ya Allah, give us the courage and the strength to resist the temptations of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, make us like lions against nafs. O my beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to use our hands, our feet, our eyes, and all parts of our body correctly. Give us the tawfiq to use our wealth correctly. O Allah, make us do those things that are pleasing to you. Distance us from that which is displeasing to you. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. O Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the financial problems. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have been blessed with children, make the children obedient to you, to your Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to the parents. Ya Allah, give us the best of this world and the best of Akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of Akhirat. Remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kashmir. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems. Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma, Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, dunya aur akhirat ki bhalaiyon se mala mal farma. Bless us with your ma'rifat, your muhabbat, your yaqeen, trust and tawakkul in you. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, then bless us with death in Madinah Tayyibah, at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah on our lips. Ya Allah, let our soul come dancing towards you. And let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not Muqaddar Day, wherever it may be, O Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, or any kind of haram action or deed. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our families with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.